Hour number two on the program tonight. Welcome to Sportsline on WBAL. A lot more show to get into. Coming up later this hour, Greg Bader, Orioles Vice President of Public Relations. The Orioles promotional calendar is out today, actually. If you want to hear all the great details of it, stay tuned for that at 7:35. Jeff Barker, Terps beat writer for The Sun. That is at 8:05 tonight. We'll talk about Maryland's big upset win over UVA. Also, my take, and Jay and I will get into this, on Maryland fans storming the court yesterday at the Comcast Center. And at 8:45 tonight, Jamian Christian, the head basketball coach at Mount St. Mary's, will join us live. The Mount has Robert Morris tomorrow in the NEC Championship. The winner of that game goes to the NCAA tournament. But right now, on the eve of free agency in the NFL, let's bring on our friend and the Ravens beat writer for The Sun, Jeff Zrebeck. And Jeff, how are you?
Good, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So let's actually start with the Ja Reed situation, which kind of broke yesterday. It is the third arrest of the offseason, which is still very young for the Ravens. It is troubling, but I don't think we should pretend that there isn't a double standard here for players when they get arrested, depending on how good you are. And for Ja Reed, because he isn't very good and has not had a productive NFL career, my guess is the Ravens probably just cut ties here. They may have anyway.
Yeah, you know, but it is a hard thing to do. You know, I really wonder if, you know, if Ray Rice hadn't had an issue, or if Ray Rice, you know, hadn't been facing charges, if this would have affected Ja Reed. And even Deontay Thompson, another guy who sort of is going to go to training camp, needing to have a really good camp to win a roster spot. You know, you just don't, I mean, everyone knows, look, the more established players get the benefit of the doubt. And you know, everybody knows there's a star system. People are treated differently. The reality is that you cut one of these guys, and then you don't discipline Ray Rice for something that he did that's kind of far more serious, you know, allegedly hitting a woman, then that really doesn't reflect well on you. I think that opens you up to some criticism. So I think they'll treat this for now. I think they'll sort of be patient, let the facts come out. But make no mistake, I mean, Ja Reed already was in danger of getting cut, and this probably will facilitate it at some point.
Yeah, and also, let's not also pretend that the Ravens, for a long time, they've done, I think, a really good job of shedding this, but for a long time, they did have a bad reputation on and off the field. People threw the word around like thug, and It was a team that had a number of arrests for a very brief period of time, but it's the kind of thing that can hurt your reputation for a long time, and they've got to be somewhat sensitive about this right now.
Oh, I would imagine Steve Bisciotti is doing. You know, this is, you know, every off season there's always one team that seemingly gets a rash of arrests and gets a real negative publicity. You know, it happens around the NFL, but 3 in 22 days is ridiculous. I mean, that can't happen, regardless of what sort of incidents there are, and I'd imagine Steve Bisciotti isn't very happy right now. And look, and we're relatively early in the offseason.
Yeah.
Remember, the draft's not till May, you know, so, you know, this can't continue. And if this keeps continuing, there's no doubt people are going to have to start losing jobs. You know, one of John Harbaugh's charges was to clean up the organization and to kind of shed the, you know, the maverick and thug image that some of the discipline issues had created, and they did a good job of it. I mean, the Ravens have been very successful keeping players out of trouble, but this recent stretch in 3 weeks really does not reflect well, and certainly could do damage to some of the improvements they made. And, you know, you're right. At some point, this is going to start costing people jobs.
Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for The Sun, is with us here on Sportsline. Jeff, let's get into free agency. And UG Monroe, Aaron Wilson, your colleague, wrote today that there has been some movement towards an extension maybe after it looked like all hope was lost last week. What are you hearing right now?
Yeah, I almost half expected the deal go down today, Brett. I mean, they've made a lot of progress. I think, obviously, part of it was, you know, Eugene Monroe's agent had sort of 2 days to listen to, you know, interested teams and see what's out there. And, you know, frankly, he probably realized, you know what, Ravens are making a pretty darn good offer. They want my client. They're right there as competitive with anyone else. You know, you see a lot of these other guys go elsewhere. You know, they see a lot of these guy's rumored. Like, everyone says Brandon Albert's going to sign with the Dolphins. People are predicting Saffold's going to go to Oakland, and, you know, Anthony Collins may go to Tennessee. It's sort of like, you know, there's like four or five legitimate, you know, left tackles, and it's sort of like everyone's looking for a chair in the end, and no one wants to be left out. And, you know, that's why sort of, at some sense, Eugene Monroe was becoming the odd man out a little bit, and, you know, and I think he wants to make sure, you know, he's back, and, you know, the things are progressing there, but at some point, you either get the deal done or you don't, because once free agency starts at 4 p.m. tomorrow, anything goes. You know, a team that you didn't even talk to could come in with a wow offer after losing out on a couple targets or whatever, so I think really the Ravens are really going to make a push to get that done. They've made some progress in the last 24 hours. Where it appeared, you know, a deal was, I don't know about imminent, but was well on its way. So we'll see what happens there, Brett. But as I said, I think last week, you know, even with Pitta, they're far apart. This isn't getting done. The Ray Rice deal, they're far apart. You know, I don't think there's enough to bridge the gap. The Ravens usually get their man. The guy that they really want to keep, they usually find a way to keep. And this appears to be heading down the road as well, because they want Eugene Monroe to be their left tackle.
Interesting. Also, Art Jones, is he as good as gone?
Yeah, I think from day one of the offseason, no one's even talked about him coming back. It's going to be one of those things, I'm sure, where the Ravens have already told his agent, look, we'd love to keep you, but if you're getting offers around that much, there's nothing really we can do. So, you know, Art Jones, credit him. You know, he worked his butt off. He got in much better shape. He transformed his body a little bit, you know, through his workouts. And he had a breakout year at a great time. So he's going to get paid, much like Kruger did, much like Ellerbe did. And you can't fault him. You know, you kind of feel like you want to ring with the Ravens. And now he's after that big paycheck. And he's going to get it. And he probably also will get it with a pretty good team. You know, I know the Colts really like him. He loves Pagano. I think they probably would be one of the favorites. You know, some different teams, you know, the Giants, the Vikings, the Titans. There's been no shortage of shooters for Art Jones. He's going to be, I don't know if he's going to be one of those 30-minute guys that's off the board by 4:30 tomorrow.
Yeah. 401,
but
he
certainly will be probably within the first couple of hours.
And what about Corey Graham? I think he could potentially come at a reasonable price. He really played well in Baltimore in a very short stint, not only at corner, special teams, you name it. Are the Ravens going to try and keep him?
I think they've already sort of tried. You know, the free agents they want, they've really, of their own that they want, they really made an effort to get in touch with and try to keep. And all indications are that Corey Graham is looking for more of an opportunity to be a top one or two corner on a team. You know, I think there's some, you know, if you're a number two corner, the difference between number two and number three, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, there's so many, you know, every team nowadays with three wide receivers, you need three or four corners. But I think there's going to probably be teams that are going to be willing to pay him more like a number two corner than the Ravens. And the market for him is apparently really good. Redskins, Giants, Jets. And one place I think you have to look out for is the Lions, who need a corner, need some secondary help, and obviously his former position coach, Terrell Austin, is now the defensive coordinator there. But I think they made an effort to keep Corey Graham, but assuming that he gets the offers he thinks he's going to get, I think he's a goner too.
And in the last minute here, Jeff, how active will the Ravens be going after other free agents that right now have no affiliation with the Ravens at all? They tend to lay in the weeds. They tend to kind of pursue at their own pace. But can they be uncharacteristically active tomorrow?
I don't see them. I think it depends on the left tackle. If they get a left tackle before the process even starts or very early in the process, I don't really see them making a huge move. Because there are receiver options out there. I don't know if that's something they have to jump on in the first 20 minutes. There are some safeties out there. I think they may be a little more aggressive than normal, but I think they have one or two players in mind, and if that player is available, they're going to kind of make a preemptive strike and go after them. But I don't think you'll see them being one of the top defenders in the first couple of days of free agency, even though they're going to have a decent amount of money to play with. I think, you know, as Ozzie always says, right player, right price. And I think, you know, they have a couple guys they really want, and they'll consider them, and if they have to sort of get in early and get them right off the market, I think they'll try to do that. But if not, I think they'll sort of sit back, wait for some prices to come down, and fill in the roster like that.
Fascinating stuff from Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jay-Z, thank you so much.
Have a good night, Brett. Take care.